Dreamscape presents How to Cowboy by Jenny Martz. Narrated by Stacey Glomboski. Chapter 1. Cade Callahan stood in the hospital gift shop, staring at the colorful display of Get Well tokens. A fluffy white unicorn with a purple horn and a glittery pink and purple mane caught his eye. Allie had loved unicorns as a little kid. She'd called them princess ponies. But he was wrestling with the notion that now she might be too old for a stuffed animal. If she was, she could always toss it. At least he was trying, he thought, as he snagged the unicorn from the shelf. He considered a card, but figured that might be a little too much. Besides, he doubted he'd find a card that read, "Sorry I was a shitty dad. Get well soon." For now, the unicorn would have to do. He grabbed two bottles of water and threw a couple of Reese's peanut butter cups onto the counter, thinking they might want them on the drive up the mountain. He was already dreading the trip. His back hurt from sleeping in the chair next to her hospital bed, and between the two of them, they were grumpier than a grizzly who'd stepped in a hornet's nest. "I'm the grown-up," he reminded himself, which meant he needed to be the better person, no matter how many of his buttons his 13-year-old daughter pushed. And if there were an Olympic event for pushing a parent's buttons, Allison Ray would take home the gold and the silver. As the teenage cashier rang up the items, his eye caught on the shelf of paperbacks behind her. He gestured to the books. "Do you have any YA?" he asked, recalling the conversation he'd had earlier with his daughter about the Kindle app on her phone. It was probably the longest one they'd had yet. Even though she'd rolled her eyes at his lack of knowledge of the young adult genre, he'd still gleaned three important pieces of information from the conversation. One, her phone was at home on the charger. Two, her Kindle took the place of any real friendship she might have. And three, she was still a bookworm who loved to read. The cashier turned to peruse the shelf and pointed to three books along the bottom. "It looks like we only have these three."
"Okay, I'll take them."
"Which ones?"
"All three."
"Sure." She added the books to his total, then slid them into a bag. Allie was asleep when he got back to her room. He paused in the doorway to look at her and had to swallow back the emotion burning his throat. He and her mother had had their share of struggles, but he couldn't believe Amber was gone. And the thought that Allie could have died in that car accident, too, hit him like a punch to the gut.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?